Welcome to our fourth Sunday after Epiphany Worship Podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota, January 30, 2022. This is Pastor Olana. At the beginning of the church year, many sang the hymn, Love Came Down at Christmas. Indeed, the Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His own Son. It's only on Good Friday, however, that we discover the depths and the power of God's love in the cross of the Lord's days. And so it was ever since the beginning of His earthly ministry, after His baptism, we are given clear hints about the true nature of God's love. Initially, people marveled at Jesus' preaching and miraculous healing, yet only did the crowd quickly reject our Lord, but Satan also actively opposing Him from the beginning. The love of God is the power of God to defeat Satan and free the world from the grip of sin and death. The standard of love is the cross of Christ. In today's epistle, Paul describes love in and through Christ. Substitute Christ for love, and you get Christ's patient and kind. Christ does not envy or boast. Christ rejoices with the truth. This love of Christ is given to us and through us. Faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is the cross of Christ. May the gracious Lord bless you this morning as you worship with us. We open our service in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, keep record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought and word and deed and not we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. How is this confession receives absolution? Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgive all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ in his authority, I therefore forgive all your sins in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen. Our Old Testament for this Sunday is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 1 through 10, 17 through 19. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Then I said, This is Jeremiah, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to block and to plunk and break down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. But you dress yourself for the work. Arise and say to them everything I commanded you. Do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismay you before them. And I behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, and bronze walls again in the whole land, again as the king of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. Our epistle reading is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 31, chapter 13, verse 13. And I will show you still a more excellent way. If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I am a noisy gong and clanging cymbal. If I have a prophetic power and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but no love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to the burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant. It's rude. It's not rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As a prophecy, they will pass away. As for the tongue, they will cease. For the knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish way. For now we see in mirrors dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I've been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abides these three, but the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. And Jesus went down to Capernaum, the city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you are the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this? What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirit, and they came out." And reports about him went out to every place in the surrounding region. And he rose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever and left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various disease brought to him, and he laid his hand on every one of them and healed them. And the demon also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them, and they would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was a day, he departed and went to a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogue of Judah. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us confess our confessions in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stolman with a Bible study of the Epistle lesson for the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. We begin with prayer. Almighty God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, we give you thanks for all we have received in the past week, spiritual or physical. We ask that in your goodness you would grant us your favor in the coming week also. And now open our ears and hearts to hear your word. We pray for the Spirit's guidance in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week, we continued our study of the last chapters of Paul, the Apostle Paul's first letter to the saints and Christians in Corinth. We said that we would be concentrating on chapter 12 for a couple of weeks. Today, the last verse of chapter 12 introduces us to the next chapter, the great chapter about love, 1 Corinthians 13. We have seen how the Holy Christian Church, the body of Christ, is compared with a human body, which is what it is and how it operates. We have heard how we are joined and related to one another as the church, like the members of a human body are. We have been reminded that it is the Spirit who gives each of us the gifts we need to serve as the body of Christ. And then we had a listing of those gifts. With that background, we read verse 31 of chapter 12. But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. The gifts of the Spirit are given to Christ's church so that the work of the church can be done. And Paul now shows the right way to exercise all spiritual gifts, the way of love. We read chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For our knowledge is imperfect and our prophecy is imperfect. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall understand fully, even as I have been fully understood. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Love. The Greek for this word indicates a selfless concern for the welfare of others, that it is not called forth by any quality of lovableness in the person loved, but it is the product of a will to love in obedience to God's command. It is like Christ's love manifested on the cross. Over the years, some have raised the question whether Paul is writing about our love for God or our love for the neighbor. That's not the point of this chapter. Both are meant. Words like patient and kind indicate that love for man is included. On the other hand, the close connection between love and faith and hope show that love for God is included also. Paul sees the necessity and unity of love for God and our neighbor, just as Jesus Christ did. When a lawyer asked him what was the great commandment, Jesus quoted the summary of the law, which calls for both love of God and love of man. Saying this about the objects of our love, he was showing the unity of loving. Another question often asked is, the love Paul is writing about, is it the same as the unbelieving world loves? The answer is, it is not of this age or this world, but it is a gift from God, an anticipation of the world to come. Love is able to bear up under all pressures that threaten to suppress it, and so it says love bears and endures. It does so because it is completely open to God, as it says, believes all things, and to God's great future for men, hopes all things. That's why this chapter ends with the three words, faith, hope, and love. All these three coexist in necessary connection now, so they will abide, that is, continue in eternity together. Love is greatest because without it, even a faith which removes mountains or a hope that expends its life in hope of the world to come is void and valueless. God is love, as John tells us in his first chapter, 4 verse 8, and he has shared his love with us in many ways. He bestows his love on us so that loving him and loving our neighbor, we use the gifts of the Spirit the right way. Love is greater than the gift of the Spirit because it is the governing principle which controls those gifts and how we use them. After the apostle shows why we need love, Paul then lists the 16 characteristics of love. Here's the list of what love is not. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong. I don't think we have to go into any more detail because it's quite clear what love isn't or doesn't do. On the other hand, here's the list of positive characteristics. Love is patient and kind, rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and love never ends. Paul stresses love's permanence. When all the things in which men glory have passed away, love will still stand. In one of the most wonderfully lyrical verses of Scripture, the Song of Solomon sings, "Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. The one unconquerable thing is love." So Paul compares the permanence of love with the incompleteness of other things. "As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For our knowledge is imperfect and our prophecy is imperfect. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. Even if in Christ we have the perfect revelation, our seeking minds can grasp it only in part, for the finite can never grasp the infinite. Our knowledge is still like the knowledge of a child, but the way of love will lead us in the end to a day when the veil is drawn aside and we see face to face and know even as we are known. We cannot ever reach that day without love, because God is love, and only he who loves can see him." Some thoughts from Dr. Barclay. Finally, Paul says love is the greatest. Great as faith and hope are, love is still greater. Faith without love is cold, and hope without love is grim. To sum up the excellence of love, it is preferred not only to gifts of the Spirit, but to other graces like faith and hope. In heaven, love will be made perfect. There we will perfectly love God, and there we will perfectly love one another. What a blessed state that will be. God is there to be seen as he is, face to face. There love will be in its greatest height. There it will be perfected. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, as members of your church, help us love as you love us. As we hear and obey your word, send your Spirit to guide us in being loving. It is this blessing, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we seek again this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Spirit within me, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me thy free Spirit. Amen.
Join me, please, for a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us to apply what we have learned in this service to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift through all that we have learned so that we can walk in your ways. Father, give us wisdom that leads to love and faith. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Dear Christians, one and all, rejoice with exaltation springing, and with united heart and voice and holy rapture singing, proclaim the wonders God has done, how His right arm the victory won, what price our ransom cost Him. Fast bound in Satan's chains I lay, death brooded darkly o'er me, sin was my torment night and day, in sin my mother bore me, but daily deeper still I fell, my life became a living hell, so firmly sin possessed me. My own good works all came to naught, no grace or merit gaining, free will against God's judgment fought, dead to all good remaining. My fears increased till sheer despair left only death to be my share, the pangs of hell I suffered. God had seen.